You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. As a candidate for governor, Gretchen Whitmer pledged she would bring bottled water back to Flint. This after Rick Snyder stopped giving out bottled water last April. In fact, in late December, Whitmer told the Michigan Advance, I quote here, "We're going to share information and make sure that we have bottled water until the pipes are all finished being replaced." And on Monday, she repeated that message that Flint needs bottled water until all the lead service lines are replaced. But is there money to make that happen? Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody is with us now from Flint. So, Steve, the governor says Flint needs bottled water, but isn't the Department of Environmental Quality telling people lead levels in Flint water are lower than federal and state action levels?
Well, yes. Last week, the Department of Environmental Quality put out a report basically showing that the last round of water testing showed that the levels of lead in the 90th percentile, these are homes that are the most at risk because of they still have lead service lines, had dropped to about 4 parts per billion. Now, the national standard for action is at 15 parts per billion. So it's well below the federal action level. And Eric Oswald, the director of the Drinking Water and Municipal Assistance Division of the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, told me that that puts Flint's water in the better half of the water that's tested in the state. So the water is going in the right direction, according to Mr. Oswald.
I would say they're on the better half of the average in the state. At 4 parts per billion, and for a large community with the issues that the city of Flint has, that's a good mark to be at.
Okay, so there was that, and that was the reason Governor Snyder had said that the water handouts were going to end, the state-funded ones, and then Nestle stepped in. Tell us, kind of remind us about that, to what extent and for how long?
Well, after the governor's office shut down water distribution pods around the city of Flint that had been giving out cases and cases and cases of bottled water to Flint residents for 2 years, Nestle stepped in and started providing bottled water for distribution that the city was handling. And since that began, they've given away more than 3 million bottles of bottled water to people, and they've pledged to continue to deliver about 100,000 bottles of bottled water to Flint a week, all the way up through April. Now, beyond April, it's unclear if Nestle plans to continue to do that.
So after April, since they're still replacing the lead lines, is there funding to back up Governor Whitmer's promise? People in Flint will have that access to bottled water while the pipes are being replaced?
That's not an answer that the governor has at this time. It's not clear if she's talking about whether the state will step in and provide funding to purchase the bottled water, or if she'll be looking at companies like Nestle to provide bottled water for people in Flint.
What are people in Flint saying about this?
Well, this morning I stopped by the Asbury United Methodist Church where they were distributing water from Nestle. It's one of three churches in the city of Flint that distributes water during the course of the week. And the line of cars just wrapped around the church and went on for 3 or 4 blocks in another direction. So there were just, hundreds of people waiting in line to get the cases of bottled water. And a lot of the people in line, like Noel George, who's one of the people I spoke to, said that, they want this water.
I just think that the trust by so many people in the city have been broken. And even though they say, well, it's okay to drink, I just think that the trust has been broken. So people just still feel the need to come out and get the water still.
And I also spoke with Reverend Dr. Tommy McDaniel, who's the senior pastor of Asbury United Methodist Church. His opinion is the same, that the people in Flint just aren't going to trust what the government's telling them about their water.
I'm not so sure that we've earned the trust yet to say, well, it's not broken anymore. It's not going to happen again.
Well, certainly, as you describe long lines, it certainly seems, and trust broken, it certainly seems that the DEQ reassurances aren't going real far with people on the ground in Flint.
No, it's not. And it's going to be a challenge for the state and for the city to convince people, even after they finish replacing the lead service lines and the galvanized lines, that their water will be safe to drink. And we won't know how that message is going to be delivered until later this year when the city completes its service line replacement program.
Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody checking in with us from Flint. Steve, as always, thanks so much.
A pleasure.